Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. I want to ask the question today of all the listeners. How much is enough? What I mean by that is we all live in a world where it seems the more you have, you know, the better off you are. What does that little sign say? The boy with the most toys wins. Those kind of things. I'm a shopaholic. Just so many things in this world today are based around possessions. How much we can get, whether it's clothes, knickknacks, furniture, jewelry, money, cars, whatever it is. That seems to be where our treasures lie. And sad to say, our treasures should lie in heaven. That's where we should be storing up our treasure, is in heaven. And so I'd like to ask each one of us to really examine ourselves today. Ask ourselves, how much is enough? And I guess it's going to be up to each individual to determine enough what. Here's how I believe. Maybe quite contrary to so many other people, but I personally don't believe any of us have any business living with excess. I just don't believe that. I don't know how to say it any different than, and I know some people say, well, you probably never had it. Well, at one time, you know, I made pretty good money. My wife made really good money, and we had money galore, and the more we had, the more we spent, and it seemed like just that's the way it was. We wasted it, just like so many do. If you've got a lot of money, you seem to eat out 3-4 nights a week. You always make sure you got the best cars, the best clothes, the best this, the best that. And that's why I say I wonder if we can truly ask ourselves, you know, how much is enough? Let's put it this way. Let's say a man and a wife. You got a man and a wife. Children are grown. How many vehicles do they truly need? Well, if they have a business and the business requires different vehicles, then that's one thing. But let's say they're retired. How many vehicles does one truly need? Do we really need, probably one's enough, but let's just say one for each one. You know, the man has a vehicle, the woman has a vehicle, and that's fine. I certainly don't have a problem with that. Do not at all have a problem with that. But what about if they got two or three other vehicles? I know some people that's got 5-6 vehicles, man and his wife. They don't use them. One gets driven once every, you know, a year or two, once or twice a year maybe. A couple of them hardly ever get driven. They've got motor scooters, and they've got, you know, like I said, 4 or 5 cars and 3 or 4 trucks. And I mean, it's just amazing. I know lots of people like that, actually. I don't understand it. Never have. What do you want with all this excess? And I guess what I would say is if you're a Christian, you really have to ask yourself, do I have more than I truly need? And if so, why am I not doing something for the Lord with the rest of my resources? If I have money, if I've got hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, or CDs and stocks and bonds and all this stuff and money, and all I'm going to do with it is leave it to my kids, even though they're already living fine, is that truly what we're supposed to be doing? And I know some financial advisors, they say yes. I don't believe that. I don't believe it at all. People, number one, there's people starving all over the world. There's people living on the streets all over the world. There's poor people who barely can make it, trying to make it. Honest people trying to get by in life and can hardly even afford to eat, that could use a vehicle. Or if they're in a country where a vehicle's not practical, then they could use a horse and a buggy, or a horse and a wagon, a horse and a cart, or something of that nature. And something that we could be doing for them if we have the excess to do that. There's orphanages all over the world with children in them who, they just get by, and that's all. Just get by. And when they get old enough to get out of the orphanage, they got nowhere to go, nothing to do. There's nothing around them. Their countries are so poor. The people right here, I'm in the United States, so the people right here in the United States, I know some people that are, they really just try so hard to get by, and they just can't seem to make it. You know, one, maybe because someone's ill, or you know, maybe they've got handicaps, so they just have a limited amount of income every month, and they barely can scrape by from month to month to month. I cannot tell you how many people I know personally who are living on $700 a month. I don't know how they're doing it. I really honestly don't. Now, I know they, you know, some of these people, they'll get food stamps for food for their kids, and they get a reduced rent and everything else, but $700 a month, and they barely can get by. And sometimes I'll see them, and they'll be so sad because things are, you know, just terrible. And I can't tell you how many people I know right here in Illinois that have nothing, and they don't even have a vehicle. They have to walk or take a bus everywhere they go, and some of them can't afford the bus. Some of them ride bicycles. There's a lot of rich people in this country, but there's also a lot of very poor people in this country. And I guess that's my dilemma, is that how much do we need as individuals to live a life that's satisfactory before we get to the point of being to the extreme? Because we're Christians, so many people believe that we deserve everything, because after all, we're the child of God, we're the child of the King. Of course we are, but our reward is in heaven, and so many people just refuse to believe that. The Bible says it is. The Bible says our reward is in heaven. Great is thy reward. But you know what? It's not, our reward is not supposed to be, our heaven is not supposed to be here on earth. So what do we do if we're in a position where we've got too much? Should we be helping others? Of course we should. Should we be given to the church? If your church has programs that can help people, that are trying to help people that are poor and are doing without, of course you should be given to them. Do I believe in missions? Sure I do. I think you have to be very careful about what those missions are, what the purpose of all this is. I know a lot of churches and a lot of people who go on mission trips, and they'll come back and they'll talk about it. It was such a blast. I can't wait to go back. That's not a mission trip. A mission trip is a trip to advance the knowledge to the people about the kingdom of God, the salvation message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That should be your mission trip. So many people say that their mission trip is to go over and take presents to these villages or these groups of people that are somewhere, and, you know, kind of work with them a little bit and help them out and give them some, you know, things and teach them a little bit about the gospel. And I agree with that. I think we have to do all of those things. But we want to make sure that of all the things we do on a mission trip of any kind, whether it's overseas or here in your own country, is that the first and foremost, the people eat. They have to have food, they've got to have food, and they got to have clothing, and they have to know the gospel. They have to be taught the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is just a primary, has to be the priority, number one. Without the gospel, you can give them all the food and all the clothing and all the housing in the world, but they're still going to die and go to hell. They've got to know the gospel. That has to be priority number one. So if you're living in an area in your life where you've got more than you truly need, I honestly think that you should sit back and ask God. Talk to God. If you truly are following the Lord, talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, what should I do? I've got, let's say I'm worth $1 million. Now, I know it's not all in cash. I know that. It's not always in fluid assets. But if a guy's got three or four houses that he's got rented out, and he could really live on with getting rid of one of those homes, then I would suggest he sell one of those houses, take that money, find the very best avenue you can find to give it to the work of the Lord. Now, I don't mean just, I'll just take it and throw it at your church or whatever ministry on TV you think's great or anything like that. I mean, pray about it. See what you can do the most with what you have to offer. Find a way that the gospel will be preached and that people will be saved. Souls will get saved through that message. People will be fed. All of this. I mean, you take a house that sells for $20,000, $50,000, $70,000 and you use that money overseas in these four countries, that's a lot of money. You can drill a lot of water wells for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a piece in countries where there are no water wells, that people are walking, miles and miles and miles carrying water in buckets and tubs because they have no wells. It's amazing all the things you could do to spread the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ if you just thought about it and wasn't, if we weren't so greedy. But I think that's our problem, folks. We're greedy. So how much is enough? I think we have to realize that there's nothing wrong with living, a reasonably decent life here on earth. Nothing wrong with that. I don't think everybody should starve themselves to make their point. But to have more than you truly need is greedy, it's selfish, and it's certainly not biblical. I don't believe it's biblical at all. There's nothing wrong with having money to saved up a little bit to get you by in case of a bad turn. But to have excess over excess over excess, that all you're going to do is give it to your children when they don't really need it anyway, that's just wrong in my opinion. And I'd like for anybody listening to think about that. To think about what you can do for the Lord. What you can do for God's children. What you can do for the people out there who don't know the Lord yet, who need to become part of the family of God and to know the salvation message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. What can you do as an individual? I'm sure there's much you can do if you really think about it, if you thought about it, and if you pray about it. The Lord will lead you. He'll show you what you can do with what little extra you've got. And if you got a lot extra, He'll show you what you can do with that. But be careful what you do with it. Don't give it just because it makes you feel good. Give it because it's what you know the Lord would want you to do. It's what you know is right. Don't brag about it. You don't even need to tell anybody if you don't want to. Just give it from the heart, knowing that it's going to be used for the purpose of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and helping His people. It's important to know that giving, like everybody has heard, is so much better than receiving. You'll get joy out of giving. You can't get only but so much joy out of having it hoarded away. But you can get so much joy out of giving, more so than receiving. Believe me, you'll receive so much off of that. Not maybe in money, but in knowing in your heart and in your mind that you've done work that the Lord would be pleased and happy with. God bless you. Give us a call or an email. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.